man, I am doing well, man. Happy Thanksgiving. I just sit back and, you know, we working, so it's only a dinner for us, actually, at the end of the day. But, no, just sit back, relax with the fam, and just enjoy the moment, all the things that we are grateful for. A lot of people don't stay in the moment. They like to look forward. Not a bad thing. It's always great to plan, but you never want to look past the moment. And we're in a special place right now. So getting everybody back healthy, family-wise and life-wise and football-wise. So we're in a good place right now.
How did you feel your unit came out, out of Seattle game? I know the linemen were tired. Chasing Russell around. They were tired of the game.
Much regard for Russ. I've been on that side watching him in the press box. And one of the things that we talked about going into the game, that we want to have to rotate all guys and it was going to take every hand on deck. You're going to miss a few because he's that elusive. And when he puts it in his hands to win the game, and I told you guys this last week, he's a very special player. And his will is probably one of the best that you've probably ever seen in his game.
And Fitzpatrick, how do you break him down? He's been around seven teams since 2005. Playing over 100 games, how are you all breaking down the veteran quarterback that you'll see on Sunday?
It's funny that you say that. He's Marquand Manuel, a guy that's just been from room to room to room to room and picked up a lot of football in that process. So playing against him before, knowing that this guy is a student of the game, he's going to come out and understands their offense, and you've seen it the last couple weeks, even when he stepped in for Winston. He's a very accurate quarterback, and he's going to do what they ask him to win the game. So we got our work cut out, and we got to understand that this guy can make plays, and he has talent behind him.
Would it be fair to say that Don Terry and Grady have built a chemistry up in the middle as the season has gone on, and it's enabled them to play better and better and better?
You can say that, and when I say that, I say it from the standpoint of chemistry, and I just said this part, going from a different team and understanding everything and finding out where you fit in and what you bring to the table and being yourself, Don Terry has done a great job at that, and him just coming in and fitting in and understanding his role and knowing that he can be a big part along with Grady and along with our other guys that we have a great rotation with, I think they're starting to understand that at the right time of the year.
How did Grady sniff out that fake field goal there? And, who taught him that hump move?
First, let's talk about the hump.
Okay.
He's from Atlanta. That's all I'm going to say. But no, seriously, it was a great play made by him. We talked about it on the sideline that Pete was capable of anything at any given time. Understanding, having worked for him. And that was one of the main things that we talked about, even on teams, the situations of where they can come up with. And he just made a great play.
What do you think Tack is right now? What are you seeing from him lately?
We're really pleased with Tack. Coming off, and a lot of people don't really pay attention to the fact that he was coming off shoulder surgery, missed the whole offseason. So he's actually never hit the wiki wall, but he's coming into his groove and understanding his role on our team to not only be an enforcer rushing the passer, but also to be stout in the run game. And I think from that standpoint, he's learning. And one of the things that we always talk about is his tenacity. And that thing, and I tell him, that's God's gift to you. Don't ever hold that back. And he was trying to bottle it in, and I'm not old enough on the team to be who I am. I'm like, listen, we're our team of our brotherhood is your personality is what it is. And you see it on the field. He's growing into that role of, I know what my role is. I'm not starting, but I know I can contribute on the team. And he's doing that.
I don't know if they asked you about DeSean Jackson and stuff like that, because he wasn't a part of it. He's their new addition and stuff like that. I don't know if he's a guy that Fitzpatrick's going to try to hit deep down the field, because I don't know if Fitzpatrick's that guy. But what about him as a threat? You know, what is it that you see in DeSean Jackson?
Not just him, both guys. Mike as well. They can stretch the field vertically. And that's one of the things that you have to prepare for, especially with DeSean over the years. And when they picked him up, and you can see that he has been focused, even with Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Still getting him the ball, you know, like they're still getting him the ball in quick game, giving the ball in reverses, but his biggest asset is to go deep, and he does it really well. So we got to be ready to defend the deep ball and understand that it can go both ways, and this guy can throw it, so we have to be prepared for him.